Hey, Clint Betts here. It would mean the world if you asked your friends and family to subscribe to the Why Though podcast. You can do this by sharing your recommendation on social media and tagging us at Why Though HQ. We're Why Though HQ on all social media. WHYTHOHQ on all social media. And it'd be unbelievable if you found our show on Apple Podcasts and gave us a 5-star rating and review. There's no greater way to support our show than by doing those two things. In fact, if you do both, send Chris a screenshot to chris@thebeehive.com, and we'll send you an amazing Why Though t-shirt. Thank you for your support and for being a part of the Why Though community. And by the way, we live stream on all of our social media accounts, Why Though HQ everywhere, every day at 3 p.m. Eastern. And now, let's podcast. You are looking alive on a Thursday. Boy, is it Thursday. Boy, are you alive? My name is Clint Betts.
My name is Chris
Rawl.
How
are you feeling about the day? Do you feel good about the day?
I've been listening to Bob Dylan all day. I've been writing. I'm in a very good creative space. And now I'm on here, which will inevitably diminish everything that I currently
feel. You out of this good mood.
Yeah, I've been inspired today, and I will not be inspired moving forward. I feel very comfortable saying that.
So I just want to know a few things about you. Like, and we've done this, I don't know how many episodes, hundreds of episodes at this point.
Yeah, I'm still single. that's the road you're going down.
Yeah, we've been talking about, you know, various things within the world, world issues, different issues in the news, various things happening, right? But what we haven't talked about is you. How are you doing?
Finally, dude! A show worth listening to.
Mm-hmm. I mean, tell us your big news.
So I got invited to Christmas this year with my family. That's big for me, dude. You know this.
That is big.
I mean, I've been scratching at the door for over a decade. Just having,
trying to get
somebody let me in. Like, I promise I won't do the things that I normally do, you know? They finally agreed.
Mm-hmm.
It's Christmas Eve. I can't go over on Christmas Day. But Christmas Eve, I will be spending with my family.
Ooh, a little eggnog? You going to do some eggnog?
You know, we at my house, we like to dilute it a little. So there will be eggnog, but a lot of just water, you know, something to even things out. That's the big news in my neck of the woods.
Yeah, I'm doing Christmas Eve as well. Thanks for asking.
With my family?
Yeah, I'll be there.
We're going as a pair, dude.
I'll be there as well. I don't know. Like, they invited me first, and they were like, hey, what do you think? Should we bring Chris this year? I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's that guy.
Here's what I would say. I think we can turn my family's Christmas Eve into sort of a work function, you know?
Mm.
We can do the white elephant, the old funny business white elephant move. We can maybe come and talk about some things that we think could be improved with the podcast.
We could record a show.
We could record
live
a show.
For the family.
Live from the Rawl family house.
Rawl from your living room.
You are looking alive in the Rawl family living room. So my whole family's there like,
This is an hour, so strap in, everyone.
They just have to listen to a live Christmas Eve rendition
Chris,
of Why Though.
Are you still single?
So, Chris, I have some questions. You still single? Yeah, I am.
So what I'm doing for Christmas Eve, not that you asked, but I'll tell you, is we're hosting a big party at the house.
What?
Big party.
With who?
Will there be masks? Yes. Okay. We're not idiots.
Oh.
Okay. Get that out of your head right now.
Well, tell me how this works.
So
like,
I
who's
usually
invited?
Buy the shrimp. I go to Costco.
I'm not worried.
I'll get some shrimp. You have nice shrimp?
Dude, I am the number one proponent of shrimp.
Yeah.
No one loves it more than I.
Yeah. That's what I do.
I literally am made fun of by my family because I like shrimp. That's a true story.
Mm-hmm.
So my Christmas Eve where I request shrimp, that's also not a joke. I always get belittled by everybody. Ooh, shrimp boy. Ooh, shrimp man.
Hey, shrimp boy.
And I'm just trying to stuff raw shrimp under my mask. Oh, should have went to Clint's party after all. They'd never treat me like this.
So it's a family gathering.
Okay.
Yeah, just the family.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of family members there. I'm really excited about it.
This is why I didn't ask.
Yeah.
Because I knew exactly. I can say that it's like putting me on autopilot. If you just said, hey, it doesn't matter the year. They go, hey, Chris, what's Clint doing on Christmas Eve? I go, He's hosting an extended gathering of his family where they eat shrimp and all wear masks. And that's in 2010. And everyone's like, what? Like, yeah, that's just the way they do it at the Betts house. I don't know what to
we
tell you.
We get down. We really do. Well, we'll be able finally be able to figure out after all these many months is who won the election. Because I'm sure that'll be brought up. You know my brother. He gets into that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
He'll be like, all right, listen, guys.
I thought you were insinuating there was like a big announcement that would come through your family gathering.
Yeah.
That in turn, like, solidified who is the president of
my
the United States
will be
moving
like,
forward.
Have you guys ever heard of Dominion Voting Machine Company? Oh, no. Strap in.
You know, not too long ago,
I
found out that there are still a decent amount of people who think the election is still going.
Oh,
I just
yeah,
found that
of,
out.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Me included. Never ends for me.
The shrimp man?
Never ends for me.
Sit on down. Pull up a chair. Have a shrimp. Let me tell you a little something about this year's election.
This is a very privileged thing to say, what I'm about to say.
Okay.
But it's true. Who the president is has never affected my life. Not once.
This is a very privileged thing that I'm about to say. I just wanted to say it. I just wanted to say it to feel the privilege.
It's true, though. It's
it
never...
did make my chest puff out as soon as I said that line. That's
it's
cool.
It's never mattered to me. It's never affected my life.
This is.
I know that it affects other people's lives, and I'm sorry.
This is a very privileged thing I'm about to say, but my family hates me. Is that how you do it?
Yeah. If you say that before. So
people, they're like, okay, it's self-awareness. That's what it insinuates.
Yeah.
So they go, he's self-aware.
So what I've learned a lot in business as a businessman, if you say something like that at the top of the sentence, see, like, I know this is a very privileged thing to say. You can say anything in the next sentence.
Okay.
And
okay.
You're golden.
This is good
you
to
really
know.
You really are gold. So I'll be like, I know this is a very privileged thing to say, but I'm drunk off my ass right now, and I'm not paying attention to anyone in this meeting. They're like, you know,
at least
he acknowledged it.
He is privileged. Wow.
He acknowledged it.
That's good to know. I'm going to start using that.
Yeah. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, I know this is a very privileged thing to say, but I hate all of you, and I hate working with you, and I don't think you do a good job.
And I think you're all just pieces of shit.
They're like, well, at least he acknowledged it up front.
Yeah.
That first sentence, woo!
You know what? What he's saying makes sense. We aren't very good at our jobs.
He is privileged.
Man, I wish I had more privilege.
Yeah, you do. You have a lot.
Thank
I'd be happy to point out all the privileges that you have.
Okay, thank you.
So there's a lot of things going on in the world, different news stories, different topics that we could cover. You know, it's kind of my job to come to you with the news of the day, news of the world.
Yeah.
Say, hey, X is happening. What do you think about Y? What do you think about Z? That type of thing.
Uh-huh.
My iPad died.
Oh.
It really is. It's dead. It died at the beginning of this show.
Let me tell you a little.
I've been filibustering this whole time.
Let me tell you a little something.
I know this is a very privileged thing to say.
Okay.
But my iPad is dead.
Now it makes sense why you led the show like, Chris, how are you doing? Like, tell me a little bit about you. You're looking down at this blank, empty screen of your iPad.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, he's going to have to carry the show for the next 30 minutes. And I'm over there. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm pretty single, but what's going on in the news? Like, I need
an escape.
Everyone
always calls me Shrimpy, so I always ask for shrimp at my family's Christmas Eve party. I don't know if there's any relation between people calling me Shrimpy and me liking shrimp. I'm like, this is good shit. Keep going, dude. We need to get through this segment so bad.
You're just pouring gas on the fire. This is good, dude. Keep going. Well, I just really don't.
My iPad's dead.
I just don't understand the name Shrimpy in general.
Are they calling me Shrimpy because I like shrimp or because I'm short?
Here's what I'll say. If you tell me in advance, I mean, I can come prepared with all sorts of shrimp material, and I'm not even joking. That stuff earlier, that was just off the cuff. That was like from the heart. That was not backed by any research whatsoever. Like, give me, after Christmas Eve, because I always take a lot of shrimp thoughts to my family, you know, and bounce them off them.
I bet you sleep well Christmas
Eve. Oh, dude, I sleep
with
like a stone.
With all that shrimp in your belly?
I sleep like a jumbo shrimp at the bottom of the ocean, just beneath a cave.
I can't afford the jumbos. Your family's, the Rawl family's always been a little bit richer than the Betts family.
Look, the Rawls, we do.
I know this is a privileged thing to say, but our family can afford the jumbo shrimp.
It really is. That's the sign of our privilege. We have tons of shrimp. We actually do have a lot of shrimp.
Yeah, I know.
Here's how it works at my house, okay? Mm-hmm. We go there. Everybody can select a food item. That's mm-hmm. that's prior to the evening. But my mom goes, what do you want? What do you want? What do you know? So everybody will put their 2 cents in, you know? Me, shrimpy, I always put in shrimp. And so I go.
Do you do this? First of all, wait. Do you do this in a group text with the family?
No.
Of course not. But I bet everyone else puts their order, and they're like, oh, mom, I'd love to have some of that, those nice potatoes that you make, those homemade potatoes. Oh, mom, I think you're so awesome. You're like, can anyway we can get that jumbo shrimp from Costco?
Oh, no. I request the Walmart kind. There's the big, there. It comes in red bags, mm-hmm. and you can buy the small, medium, or jumbo. They're in the frozen section at Walmart. You go there, you get the biggest bag. You mm-hmm. take it home to the raw house. You put it out in some water. You don't boil them.
Oh, I hate when you do this at the office, actually. It's so weird.
I've done it at the office. You've seen it.
It's so weird when you do this at the office.
The last time I did it here, everybody freaked out because they thought I was going to get salmonella.
Hey, I'm just thawing out my shrimp. Every, you know, like on the counter, you see a lot of like kind of frozen shrimp. Don't throw that away. Those are just thawed out. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
What's Shrimpy up to?
I don't think this Christmas Eve is going to go very well.
So you request what food? How many people are in the family? How many requests do you get? Like eight or nine? You guys have a big family.
Yeah, we have a big family. I have six other siblings, thank you for asking. Yeah. And then I have my parents.
So
Then there's some nieces and nephews, but they're not around. So really, it's not a lot right now. Everybody's actually gone. It's just going to be me and my mom and dad and a lot of shrimp. I'm like, you guys really giving me the big break this year, you know? And they're just like, we thought we got away from you, man. We thought when you moved out when you were 18, we got away from you. Now you're 34, you're back, you got a bunch of Walmart shrimp, and you keep talking about them.
Mom, when do you think those shrimp on the counter are going to be thawed and ready to go? She's like, I hate this. I hate this. Christmas is over. I would hate that so bad if I was your mom.
I can promise you she does.
Hey, is the shrimp done yet? Or like the shit on the counter that you just put there that isn't that bad?
It's in a paper bowl with a little bit of cold water. That's the key to getting them to thaw quicker. That's what I found out. You soak them in a little bowl of cold water. You leave them there for a while. The ice kind of just, you know, dissolves away gradually. Then there's some nice cold shrimp there, ready to go. You get out a little bottle of shrimp cocktail, you plop it onto a plate.
This is so sick.
Then you dunk. You take maybe 10, 15 jumbo shrimp onto your plate, you dunk them and you eat them. Well, you talk with your family. That's what Christmas is.
I do like a good shrimp, but the you way
like
you
a good family
them,
time.
I don't think is appropriate.
You of all people should respect, you know, that's the way that we bond mm-hmm. at the raw household. Mm-hmm. Oh, we put on masks at my house and we stay socially distanced. Mm-hmm. We get together. The raw house. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got our shrimp. We eat them. We sit super close. We cough on each other, that kind of stuff. It's just kind of family we are.
So, what we do typically, and this year is going to be a little bit different due to COVID-19. Okay. Yeah. I call it COVID-19. You call it coronavirus because you're an idiot. But COVID-19 is here and it's here to stay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, vaccines are coming. No, Chris, it's here to stay. Keep your mask on. Keep your mask on. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't have it here.
Keep your mask on.
I don't have it. I don't have one.
Put your mask on right now.
I don't
know
what to do right now.
So, you know, typically we'll get in a circle, nice little circle. You know, I take a lot of time making sure that the circle is perfectly round.
Yeah, but if
I get out the old measuring tape. I'm all right. You back up 2 inches. Keep going.
Is this outside? Because you have a large gathering and you have to stay socially distanced, which in turn means that's a big circle.
It's outside. No lights because we care about the environment.
Yes.
And so it's dark as hell. It gets dark as hell at about 6 p.m. right now.
Mm-hmm.
So our party begins at 7 p.m. So it's pitch black. Okay. And we get out in the circle and typically, historically, we'll sing some songs. Jingle bells.
I hate your singing
silent,
stuff.
I'll do some solos. I'll do like 3 or 4 solo songs right out the gate. All right. Everybody, I know you all need to get warmed up. I've been warmed up for quite some time. I'm going to go ahead and do 4 of my own renditions. I'll be like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'm like,
tambourine.
I'm like really getting into it, like boy band style. Like really, while my entire state extended family just like staring. I get so cold out here.
Like a bunch of farmers who you demanded wear masks and listen to you sing an NSYNC rendition of Rudolph. Imagine how much they're loving life.
guys, I brought a couple friends here. Come on out, guys. We started today. Bye, bye, bye. My uncles are like, gosh damn it, this guy sucks so bad. Who's going to feed the hogs tonight?
Some dude who woke up at 2 a.m. to pitch a bunch of slop into a pen. He's like, how am I staying up till 7 p.m. to watch this shit?
But this year you can't sing, okay? Because of COVID-19.
Who said that?
What? Everyone. Oh. Oh. You ever heard of New York's governor, Cuomo?
Cuomo?
That's his. No. I forgot his first name.
Okay.
Cuomo is his name.
I know nothing about New York's governor.
What about Gavin Newsom? He's California's governor.
I know less about him than I know about Cuomo.
Oh, he's hot.
Okay.
You see a Newsom up front? You see him up close? You're into him. Look at that. That was Cuomo.
I was going to say, Weston pulled somebody up, and I didn't think it was the most attractive of people.
Yeah, Cuomo's not attractive. But Newsom, woo!
So both those people said you're not supposed to sing songs? Okay, I'm now looking at Newsom. I can't say he's much better than Cuomo. Not sure where you were getting that stat from, but continue.
So, yeah. You're not supposed to sing because that's a because spreader. That's a super spreader.
Because the governor of California and the governor of New York said that you're not supposed to sing? Or is this like other people
listen,
that are...
Listen, I live in Utah, but who do I take my info from? Who do I take my orders from? Cuomo. I just call him Cuomo.
Look, I swear allegiance at the throne of dictator Gary. Okay? If Gary tells me not to sing, I won't sing. Until then, I'll sing.
But they have said, the CDC, Center of Disease Control, I think, has said... Like, hey, guys, don't sing this year, because that's a spreader.
I can't tell if you're making this up.
I'm not making this up.
Okay.
And so this year, you know, what am I going to do? I got four songs. I've been preparing all year. Like, all right, guys. And, you know, I got a little band that I bring.
You fancy yourself as the one-man band of the Betts family.
And so this year I'm going to hum it. Keep the mouth closed.
Well, can't you sing behind your mask? I don't understand.
No. Now you're going to get COVID-19 on yourself. You start singing into your own mask, you may as well kill yourself.
Self-created COVID-19. I'm completely fine until I start singing Rudolph. Rudolph, there. Oh, what's going on here?
Tell my mom I love her. Should have never sung. Should have listened to Cuomo.
Well, this is good news for me because I hate people singing Christmas songs. And so now I have an actual good excuse or reason to go around and be the guy who goes, you shouldn't be singing right now. That spreads COVID. Right?
Yeah, you could definitely do that, and I recommend
I'll do that to my family. I'll do that to anybody I see. As soon as somebody starts singing a Christmas song, I go, no, excuse me, no, stop, stop. Do you care about the well-being of others? We're in the midst of a pandemic. That's a spreader. Super spreader.
What do you think about humming Christmas songs?
I don't like it.
So I got four songs
that spreads
I'm gonna hum.
That spreads the common cold.
Everyone thought, we can't hear him. I'm going to get in a little closer.
Get a little closer. We can't spread COVID.
No, keep your masks on.
Up here, up and close. Just all your faces bunched up. I hate your gathering more than I hate my gathering. Can I say that?
My gathering's cool. It's a lot of performances by me. I'm kind of the center.
Yeah.
It's performances. My wife's family really does do a talent show. So I gotta tell you something. I gotta tell the truth. I gotta come clean. Okay? I've been lying to you this whole time.
So you can sing?
No, that's true.
Okay.
The party I'm hosting, the Christmas Eve party I am hosting, is not actually on Christmas Eve. That's on Saturday, this very Saturday. Okay.
The Christmas Eve party.
If I didn't get that off my chest, I would have left.
What a lie, dude.
So the one I'm hosting, it's a Christmas Eve party, but it's happening on Saturday. Okay? Everyone's coming over. We got the Clorox wipes. We got all the various things. On the actual Christmas Eve, then we go to Brooke's family's house. And what do? They have a talent show. And everyone has to bring a talent. Everyone, including
me. It's like
me.
A dog. It's like you walk in your talent on a leash. Everybody's got to bring it. So that alarms me greatly.
Yeah, we do talent shows. It's cool. That's actually really cool. It's emotional. I cry every time. Every time I'm like,
you start trying to sing Rudolph. First word, Rudolph.
It's been a hard
year. I'm sorry. 2020's been rough. How many 2020's been rough speeches do you think there'll be?
A lot.
Yeah, there's that seems to be the way people like to speak these days.
I know. I listen. I know what I'm about to say is very privileged. 2020 hasn't been that bad for me. I know that comes from a place of privilege. I know it does. But it hasn't been that bad.
So while that can be true, based on what you're telling me, the end of 2020 will be hell. Yeah. Because you're going to Christmas Eve party after Christmas Eve party.
Yeah, I do a lot of
culminating that. In a full-fledged extended family talent show where you have to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in front of people and try not to cry. Like, that's not a good year at that point. All the goodwill that was built up over the last 11 months, that's out the window, dude, on December 24th. Like, everyone in your family, no one will look at you the same again.
No, they never do.
When you see someone weep on stage trying to sing Rudolph, and they can't even get to the end of the song, they're globbing out their nose and tears, and you're just like, I thought this guy was privileged and 2020 was good to him. He's sobbing and, like, holding a stuffed reindeer.
Guys, I brought my talent. To stuff Rudolph.
Why? The talent show's too intense, man. That's way too intense. I don't like that story.
Well, what's
that
cool
didn't
is,
make me feel good.
So my son Parker, he goes by the when he's
stage
when he's
name.
The stage name is Goober.
Yeah,
he's a musician.
We don't use his Christian name. We use his stage name.
Damn it! I gave him that name. So Goober, he'll come on. It takes all year to convince him. I'm all, any chance you could play the piano this year?
Yeah.
While I sing Rudolph, he's like, "Screw you, Dad." Yeah. Seriously.
He's like, does Bob Dylan go and play songs with NSYNC? No. Okay. Keep walking, bud.
He's like, screw you, Dad. You're always trying to get me to play backup.
He calls you by your Christian name. Screw you, Clint.
And do not call me Parker anymore. I am Goober. So Goober's intense, right?
Yeah, Goober's going through kind of a phase.
So I'm like, Goob, any chance that you and I could, you know, do a little duet? Now, obviously, I'm going to take the lead. That's what I say to him.
Yeah.
He's like, you suck. Everything, including being a father.
Yeah.
Let alone singing.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm the singer of the family. I'm the musician of the family. You're the ball baby.
Yeah.
That's what he calls me. Ball baby Betts.
Yeah.
It's like BBB.
BBB.
And so I eventually wear him down. I'm like, listen, if you don't do this, I'm going to take your electronics away for a month.
Yeah. Okay. Goober and BBB, they're teaming up this Christmas Eve.
It's like, all right, shit. You got me again.
So how does the stage stuff work between you and Goober?
Well, I have to come out and give a pretty lengthy, like his legal team gives me like a 3-page thing that I have to read. It's like, Goober is not doing this willingly. He's only doing this to keep his electronics. Whatever happens here is like all recording devices put in a bag.
Sealed.
Nobody can record this.
No.
It's like Goober, nobody can sell this. Nobody can talk about what just happened. So I have to read that statement. And then he comes out all sulky. He's like,
sits down.
Boom, boom. Jingle bells.
You start a one, a two.
And then I get
you pull off the shirt underneath, just the bow tie stays on. One, two, three, hit it! Goober. And you don't even sing. You just snap along on stage.
Gotta hum this year, guys.
I love that you and your son, Goober, put on this sexualized version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for your family, for your extended family.
Me and just a bow tie?
Just trying to make the audience swoon, all of these blood relatives.
That's what I'm doing.
That's gonna okay.
That's your news story for the day.
Yeah, that'll go well. I look forward to hearing the recap,
the aftermath,
because it won't be pretty. No. I can assure you, you'll have to come clean for a lot of your sins on air. Whenever we record next after Christmas Eve, probably Christmas Day, we'll do the Christmas Day recording from the Betts house.
Yeah,
Christmas Eve at the Rawls, Christmas Day at the Betts's.
I'll be on here. I'll be like, I know this comes from a privileged position.
But I don't have a family.
But when I ripped off my top and only the bow tie was underneath, the bottoms came with it.
You had a full jumpsuit on. Everybody.
I know what I just said comes from a privilege.
Goober just looking straight down at his hands. Don't look up, Goober. Don't look up. One, two, three. Yeah, I don't think things are going to go very well. I think that's what we're finding out. Okay. You ready for a why, though? Mm-hmm. Kind of ties into what we're talking about. It's Christmas. Why, though? People send Christmas cards. Why, though? Ooh. I will almost guarantee, I don't know this, mm-hmm. but I'll almost guarantee you have a big, big Christmas card process.
Yeah, I do. Thank you for asking.
No, I wasn't asking. I was telling. I would.
Thanks for asking. You want me to go into it?
Please expound. Okay, so let's start with your Christmas card process, mm-hmm. and I'm going to offer up my thoughts on whether or not Christmas cards should A, exist, and B, if they do, what capacity they should exist in.
Well, the first thing you got to do when you think about a Christmas card is like, all right, the picture is the big thing. You've got to be thinking about the picture. Like, what picture am I going to put on this Christmas card this year? You got to be thinking about that all year long.
Yes, that's right? What I have understood.
You can't just like, okay, it's November, let's get a picture. No, whoa, you're already behind the eight ball. You may as well just skip that year.
So, like, what are some of the past Bette's Christmas card pictures?
Most of them are solos because my family's like, we're not. No.
Happy Merry Christmas from the Betts family. And it's just you.
In a bow tie.
Just kind of there, like, not even that happy. Just. It's been a 26.
It's me out in the woods. It's normally a wood. Like, you're either in the woods or in, like, a hayfield.
This is a pretty privileged thing to say, but 2016 hasn't been that great at the Betts house. You just on the thinker pose out on a log somewhere in the woods.
So I always try to get the family, all right, guys, this is the big, it's like June, right? Maybe we're in, I don't know.
Cabo.
Whoa. I was going to say maybe we're at the Spanish Fork.
Cedar City.
Maybe we're at the Res for a nice
okay,
day,
yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, this is as beautiful a location as we're ever going to be at this year. So why doesn't everybody gather around? We'll get the reservoir in the background, right?
Yeah.
Don't mind the stink. Don't mind the fishermen back there.
No.
Let's just, you know, hurry up. And this is going to be the Christmas photo. Goober immediately is like, all right, so this.
I'll take the photo.
So I'm legally required to say this. I'm not allowed to be in any photos with you in it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, shit. He thought
it sounds like Goober maybe has a restraining order against you. That's just my own perception of what you're saying.
So normally it's just like me and Henry who has no say in anything.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, Mom, at least I've got Henry. He's like, even he's like, I'm going to regret this. I wish I would have had a contract. I wish I had Goober's
Him
lawyers.
In a bow tie, no shirt. You in a bow tie, no shirt. Just holding them.
Or just, woo!
Ladies, look out.
So that's the big piece of it. You got to find out what photo you're going to put on there. Because the card is mostly a photo. And then you've got to figure out what font. A lot of people are like, photo, I'm done. We have a beautiful photo of our family. That's it. I'm not going to worry about anything else. And go, oh, Times New Roman. Let's put that on there. Merry Christmas and Times. No. The font is almost as important as the photo.
Because you have to find the right Christmas font?
You got to find a good font. Mm-hmm. Like what I look for when I get the Christmas cards in the mail is like, first photo, of course. I'll spend about 15 minutes looking at that thing. And then I go on to the font. I'm like, all right, what is that, Comic Sans? Get out.
No.
I won't even hang it up.
Toss it.
I won't hang it up. If it's not a good font, like a font that I've never heard, like a good sans serif.
You know a lot about fonts.
Yeah, a good sans serif. If I see a good sans serif, that one's going on the fridge.
Okay.
Okay.
So it sounds like the font is more important than the picture, mm-hmm. is what you're saying.
So you got that. And then you've got to decide, like, are you going to put, like, a personalized note on each of them?
Okay. What's this all about?
Okay. And which I do, handwritten. Like, you can't read it.
I hate the handwriting with you. Really? I hate that you can't stop yourself from yourself.
I'm like, dear neighbor.
Dear neighbor Bill. Clint here. It's been a rough 2014.
As you can see, the family once again did not.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it, Bill. There's a reason you haven't been seeing me much this year. There's a reason I continually ask to sleep on your couch every so often.
I get personal with my letter.
You do.
I'm like, all right, I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your freaking mind. I like I use it as a confessional.
I killed a man in October, Bill. You're like laid it on Bill. He borrowed your mower 8 years ago. Like, Bill, I like was driving late one night and I just hit somebody and I kept going, man. And the next day on the news, I saw somebody died. That's on me, Bill.
Merry Christmas.
Anyway, hope the wife and kids are doing well.
Here's to a good 2021.
See you around the neighborhood.
Me and Henry, shirtless in bow ties.
It sounds hard because when you do a confessional Christmas card, mm-hmm. It's inauthentic if you do the same confession to each one.
No,
you know?
I don't.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I take
And
so
at that point, it's like, okay, let's say I'm sending out 50 Christmas cards, mm-hmm. you know, because you're doing all your neighbors. So you have 50 neighbors, mm-hmm. no friends, and you go, I'm going to send them all out. That's 50 different things to come up with, which mm-hmm. if you gave me enough time, I could confess to 50 things that happened during the course of this year. But off the top of my head, it's like, there's a couple big ones, you know. There's like a person, the person you killed, this person you killed. And then after that, it kind of starts yeah. tapering out.
Yeah, I have a neighbor.
Do you keep a list?
Yeah,
How
I
does
do.
That work?
Mine's even more personalized than that. It's not like, here's something random that I did. It's like, here's something random I did that affected your life. That's how I go. I'm all, this is something that affected your life directly. And so my neighbor across the street, I'm like, dear Carol, this one hurts to say. I was running the other day. And shirtless.
Yeah.
And your husband took a long gander.
And I'm not going to lie. We ended up in the shed. Okay?
Now, I don't know that this affects your marriage or not.
Yeah.
But I feel like I need to come clean as the person who caused the incident by being shirtless myself.
Yeah.
Your husband was looking at me.
Yeah.
That happened. That happened, Carol. You can't deny it.
Look, Bill's writing his own Christmas cards about how he's got the wandering eye. Okay? Let's be very clear about that.
Well, Bill looked at me when I was running shirtless. That's on YouTube. YouTube, figure that out now.
Here's my problem with Christmas cards. Mm-hmm. Okay? I like everything you're saying. I like the personalized touch. Mm-hmm. I really like the truthful Christmas card, which mm-hmm. I don't think people do. Everybody goes, this has been such a baller year for us. Oh, my gosh, how cool. Chris graduated from college, and this person did this. And it's all these, like, things that...
We got promoted this year.
Oh, I got a big promotion at work, and now I'm on the podcast. Stuff like that. It's all lies. Okay? And I would really appreciate, if someone was to send me a Christmas card, I would mm-hmm. appreciate a truthful rundown of what's happened the year. Sometimes that's good stuff, but it's like, I want the whole thing, mm-hmm. you know? So I want the, hey, yeah, I'm, you know, I might have killed somebody, or I'm not really sure. Oh, July is pretty cool, you know? I went on a nice vacation mm-hmm. to Yellowstone, and I camped out for a while. It was great. And then, yeah, me and so-and-so, yeah, we broke up in October. Mm-hmm. Just a nice, all-encompassing story of the year. That way, when you see them, first of all, you have tons of things to talk about them with. You're like, oh, cool, this and this and this. Mm-hmm. Second of all, you know the subjects not to talk about them mm-hmm. with. You're like, oh, okay, so you guys just broke up. I'm not going to be like, hey, mm-hmm. where's your spouse? Where's this? Mm-hmm. You already know in advance because they've already confessed to you, okay?
Yeah, mine to you this year, I'm going to spoil it, is dear Chris, couldn't help that the person you broke up with in October took a long gander at me.
I'm like, huh. I wonder where this is going to head. Flipping over to the other side. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Boy, was it a gander.
I'm going to have to redo my Christmas cards. Just a quick P.S. at the end of mine. P.S. I just some recent revelations came to light. I might not have as good of friends as I thought. So the Christmas cards that exist in present day, which are mostly not truthful confessions, and they're also like, from a photographic perspective, mm-hmm. okay, you got to find the perfect picture throughout mm-hmm. the course of the year, put it on. Okay, I get it, that's fine, whatever. The problem is I get the Christmas card. I go, okay, yeah, cool picture. I like that. That's fine, yeah. Read the quick little superficial message. Mm-hmm. And then I toss it in the trash, okay? Yeah. Which is a big no-no. That's looked down upon in the Christmas card mm-hmm. world. Because mm-hmm. what you're supposed to do is clear out a big space, you know, on your fridge, your wall, or wherever you mm-hmm. hang them. And you got to post them up and you got to leave them there for like a long time. Mm-hmm. So now, me, a person who doesn't want Christmas cards at all, I'm obligated to do all these things that I never agreed to do, which is find a space to hang them up, don't trash them for a long time. And then even when I take them down, mm-hmm. like let's say it's January 1st, you're still not supposed to trash the cards because they're like, well, no, these are keepsakes. These are some. Me as a minimalist, mm-hmm. all I want to do is throw everything away, you know? I want to throw myself
in the
trash.
Let's be clear, you're not like a minimalist by choice. It's like there is not a lot of space to begin with.
It's self-imposed.
It's not like there's tons of space. Like if there were plenty of space, I don't think you'd be a minimalist. You'd be like, all right, yeah, I could put a bunch of cards on that wall. You don't have a wall.
Yeah, I live in a closet.
So where are you going to put it? You can't put it anywhere. And so you hide behind, oh, I'm a minimalist. But really, it's just lack of space.
Okay, that's fine. I want to talk about the fact that I can't throw them away.
Yeah,
whether or not I have the space is irrelevant at this point. I don't even care about it. I don't want to talk about it because you're talking about it so much.
Yeah,
what I want to say is, why is it such a bad thing when I get a Christmas card from somebody? I go, oh, cool, this is sweet. Yeah, oh, picture looks good. Okay, well, I did what I was supposed to do, which was look at the Christmas card. Now it's going in the trash because I'm not obligated, nor do I want to carry around or put this somewhere.
I think that's fair. I think what you do is actually the right thing to do. I think you should, as soon as you get a Christmas card, throw it in the trash.
I do it with everything. If you give me a wedding thing, pff, trash right there. Don't even open it. Whoa. Stuff like that. Oh, yeah. If anything's addressed to me. Gift card to me? No. Toss it in the trash.
I'm a minimalist. Bleh.
I love that anything that comes in the mail. Nope, I'm a minimalist. Toss it in the trash. Like bills. Nice, like, well-thought-out letters from friends. Like gifts from my aunts and uncles when I graduate. Stuff like that. Nope, you got to toss them.
Your own orders from Amazon. I'm a minimalist.
I ordered those new Nikes, but nope, I'm a minimalist. I kind of caught myself, or I painted myself into a corner. Mm-hmm. I now realize that. But it does work for Christmas cards.
Yeah.
I've had this conversation with people before, and they always get stressed out. They go, you at least got to hang on to the Christmas card for a week. Mm-hmm. And I go, no, you don't. That's the opposite of what it should be. You can keep it for however long you want. If you want to keep it for a week, do it. If you want to keep it up all year, do it. If you want to look at it for 5 seconds, do it and then throw it away. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to stress about the Christmas card issue.
Yeah, I collect them.
This is what
I got from the Johnsons in 96.
You collect a lot of things that I wouldn't condone people collecting, you know?
Yeah.
Fingernail clippings from the neighbors, strands of hair left behind by people coming to your house, like salesmen, salespeople. Like a door-to-door person selling a Hoover. You like scrape up the leftover hair that they left on your chair. You're like, wonder what I can do with this. But you're just a creep. And that also helps out your confessions come Christmas time when you need to write them down on a Christmas card.
I have plenty of material to work with.
Yeah,
sure.
You have plenty of material. Yeah. Have you sent out Christmas cards this year?
No.
Should I be? You haven't? Okay.
No, in all honesty, I don't like the Christmas card. Yeah, I actually like receiving Christmas cards. The process to get them out, I don't like. So I'm done with that. Yeah.
Meaning creation and mailing them? Or
yeah,
what do you
I've been done. Yeah, that's it.
You're
I'm done. That's it. I can't do it anymore. It's done.
So intense.
It's done. What do you want? I'm done.
That was freaking intense.
I'm done. That's it.
After 20 minutes of raving about it, you're just like, now that I think about it, I'm done. I'm out.
The process is too much.
Well, that's true.
It's too much. First of all, are you going to pick FedEx? Are you going to pick UPS? Are you going to pick USPS? Oh, I mean, just that alone gives a man a headache.
Look, nobody knows how hard the mailing process is more than us. You know, we tried to do it when we started this podcast. Mm-hmm. It took us months. We actually had to have a listener reach out and tell us how to actually send things via the United States Postal Service.
We did do giveaways, and we're like, we don't know how to do it.
And we said, we're trying to get these to you. After a month, everybody's like, where the hell are our things? We go, look, we're trying, man. We're running up after block after block. And so then we had a nice listener who emailed and was like, you can just...
There's a post office across the street.
I Googled where you guys are. There's a post office right next to you. They'll do everything for you. We're like, holy cow. And that's how we ended up being able to mail.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a true story.
That's a true story.
There is a post office across the street.
Of course it's a true story.
So hard.
Well, that's all I have on Christmas cards for you today. Mm. You know, I would advise you to throw them away if you have them. Mm. And in the meantime, you know, just that'll free up a little more space for all you minimalists out there.
If you were to do a Christmas card, you, Chris Rawl.
Mm-hmm. Mine would be raw.
What would what would the photo be? Like, what would you do?
That's a good question.
What does a single do?
Mine would definitely be pornographic, but I'm not sure which area of the body I would really choose to hone in on. You know what I'm saying?
Why are single people so into pornographics?
Well, the reason we're into pornographics, Clint, as single people.
I don't get it. Gosh. It actually makes no sense. Oh, I'm single. I'm into pornographics.
As soon as what? It's crazy.
Get over it.
Well, it's crazy because as soon as I get into a relationship, don't even care about pornography. I'm just like, what the hell is that? Second we break up and I'm like, where the hell is pornographics go? That's usually how it works for me.
I don't like that single people are so pornographic. They really are. They're too much.
We are.
They're too much.
We're a pornographic crowd. You know, we wander
around. I'm single. Here's my wiener. It's like, all right.
No, we don't do that. You know, we're not like flashers or anything like that.
I thought you were just like flasher.
Well, that's exclusive to me. I wouldn't say that for all of singles.
Just walking around in a trench
coat.
Single. Bob Siegel.
I get into a relationship, take off the trench coat, suit and tie on underneath. I'm just like, looks like I'm heading to work today. No more hanging out behind the Maverick. Look, I'm not saying single people do a lot of things that are good for society.
Yeah.
You know, I'll readily admit that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whatever the reasons are, whether they're scientific or anything, you know, we just got pornography on the mind. That's how it works. Okay. That's how it works in 2020.
Yeah. In the midst of a pandemic.
As people like to say, in the midst of a pandemic.
Right. It's fine. It's fine. I forgive you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm fine with it.
This whole podcast episode, I've been thinking about pornography.
You know what? I'm fine with it. I'm done with it. That'll do.
This entire...
Send me a Christmas card.
You know, send me the card. I'll give it a gander. Go ahead. Sure. I'm fine with it. All right. That's it. We're back tomorrow. Signing off for Chris Rawl and Weston Tanner. My name is Clint Betts, and this has been another episode of the Why Though Podcast. Hello again. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It would mean the world if you asked your friends and family to subscribe to the Why Though Podcast. You can do this by sharing your recommendation on social media and tagging us. We're Why Though HQ on all social media. WHYTHOHQ on all social media. And it'd be unbelievable if you found our show on Apple Podcasts and gave us a 5-star rating and review. There's no greater way to support our show than by doing those two things. In fact, if you do both, send Chris a screenshot to chris@thebeehive.com and we'll send you an amazing Why Though t-shirt. What a deal! Thank you for your support and for being a part of the Why Though community. And by the way, we live stream on all of our social media accounts every day at 3 p.m. Eastern.